Well, it's AFM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bells.
Bells.
Here's the good news.
And a Monday morning installment of
Not Necessarily the News.
Proud to say we are definitely not affected by the signing off and discontinuation of CBS News Radio.
Oh,
yeah. It does move us up in the ranks and tenure, though, of actual news people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There you go. Edward R. Murrow will make you proud. Good morning, Hanksters.
Let's start right out.
Let's do it.
Hey, what happened?
Well, actually, late-breaking news overnight. We go to an airport collision between a jet and a fire truck. This happened overnight at New York's LaGuardia Airport. 41 passengers and crew members were taken to area hospitals on an Air Canada jet as it struck a fire truck on a runway there at LaGuardia. This happened late last night. The pilot and co-pilot were killed in the collision of that Air Canada jet, while the rest of the passengers and everybody, most have been released from treatment with minor injuries. The two firefighters in the fire truck, as it was traveling across the runway to respond to a separate incident aboard a United Airlines flight, who they had just reported an issue with odor, so no problems there necessarily. They are being treated for injuries, but look to be okay. So this happened last night. So LaGuardia Airport will remain closed at least until 2 p.m. today for the investigation from the National Transportation Safety Board. That, in addition to all the other, and yes, you have read about a lot of airports and backups and logs from the TSA and all of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And now ICE coming in. More on that later on, but that happening late last night in adult news, as they say.
And all of a sudden, the secret lives of Mormon wives is having a moment as Taylor Frankie Paul's season of The Bachelorette has been canceled.
Man, I saw this popping up all last week, and I couldn't figure out what was going on.
I know. It's very easy to get confused, so I think I've kind of whittled it down a little bit.
All right, let's whittle.
Now, Taylor was on the Secret Lives show, but then she got picked up because she is divorced.
Okay.
Which I don't really understand how she was a wife on a show, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, The Bachelorette filmed this whole season, and then they said, we're going to cancel it. This was all after video surfacing, which was very ugly. Physical violence against her ex-boyfriend, Dakota Mortensen. A child screaming in the background. ABC pulling the plug. Now, she pled guilty to aggravated assaults on a plea deal. That was way back in 2023. And is now on 36 months of probation. But this could be reduced to a misdemeanor if she behaves herself. We don't think that happened. There's more allegations lurking in the background that there were problems just last month. ABC could be losing anywhere between $30 and $50 million by this decision. But you do get to see repeats of American Idol on Sunday nights.
That's going to help the network right there.
It's fun. I mean, maybe they'll put the Kelly Clarkson season back on.
There you go.
When in doubt, add Burleson.
I would watch that. We used to cover The Bachelorette and Bachelor on this show. Past tense. maybe it'll be back.
Yeah.
So, also tooling around at the tail end of our spring break, like everybody else saw that late in the morning on Friday, word got out. Chuck Norris passing away at the age of 86. He was hospitalized about a day and a half, it looks like, before Friday there in Hawaii. And his family's keeping the circumstances pretty private at this time on his passing. So it does seem slightly sudden because he had just Instagrammed that he had climbed, like, the volcano that was on the island in Hawaii where his house is.
Mm-hmm.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Right before his passing.
And then he said, I level up when things like this happen.
Yeah.
So don't worry. So he's very far up now.
Of course, the Chuck Norris jokes and memes continue on. And I think that is fully respectful in that one. But yeah, climbed a mountain, nay, a volcano, just before his passing, as Chuck Norris should do, did do. Or did he climb it, or did the mountain kneel for him? Man, it's a big loss. Walker, Texas Ranger, signing off.
So it's going to be one of the biggest events of the year. No, not KB and L's wedding. That was 2025.
Totally.
Aloha.
This year,
yeah.
It's Travis and Taylor's turn, JB. So who's got the details? Well, someone inside the camp, and they're dishing the dirt. Travis Kelce, not pleased about all this, and apparently is on a mission to find the leak. Because when you think freelance detective, you think Travis Kelce. Apparently Taylor getting a little bit upset by all this.
Oh, yeah, she hates leaks.
He gets upset, and then he's trying to get her to relax. Because I don't know from what I've heard, but being a groom is not the easiest undertaking. And he keeps reminding her that what really matters is that they are together and not that all the details stay under wraps.
Between this and his Six Flags side gig and all of that and his podcast stuff, he does have to play football yet again this year. So, that's...
And everyone's invited.
All right.
Everyone.
Speaking of sports, yeah, Dallas Stars didn't win their way in last night. They lost to the Vegas Golden Knights, but still, with the Los Angeles Kings losing, that clinches a playoff berth for your Dallas Stars for the fifth straight season. And also in other sporting news, it was pretty cool yesterday. We got home, and yesterday was kind of a blow-off day, so sat down and watched good old-fashioned NASCAR racing at Darlington. They always do the throwback stuff there. They had DW, Darrell Walter, back up in the booth just for a bit.
Here they come, and gosh, I haven't done this for a while, but let me see if I can get it right. Boogity, boogity, boogity!
Ah.
Ooh, let's go racing, boys!
That's a blast. Tyler Reddick wins yesterday. That makes it his fourth win of the season. He is only the third driver, Tyler Reddick, who drives for Michael Jordan, to win four of the first six races in a season in NASCAR history. The others, Dale Earnhardt and Bill Elliott. That is pretty good company. And not bad for Michael Jordan's team, who, of course, started the season. And that's what a lot of people's talking about. He won that settlement against NASCAR right before the season started. How much horsepower was that worth? So he is on a tear right now, Tyler Reddick.
So I don't know if you've heard, but it's been a very big week for one Tim McGraw, who's really outdone himself this time, inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame, and understandably, getting a little bit emotional about the situation.
And I found a community who loved country music as much as I did. I found my home, I found my wife, my family,
you made me cry.
My band, and my team. So, to go from a bar called the Hall of Fame...
That's where it started.
...to be here in the actual Country Music Hall of Fame, surrounded by all of these legends and a lot of my friends, it's just almost impossible for me to believe. It is impossible for me to believe, not almost.
Well deserved, obviously.
Yes. Paul Overstreet, Stanley Brothers, also being inducted
very, very cool.
I don't know if they cried. Probably.
As we know, grown men do cry. We learned that from Tim.
Oh.
And certainly a tear-jerking moment, perhaps, for so many various reasons that, yes, not only did we lose Chuck Norris, but also over the weekend, it turns out Florida-Georgia line's back.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yep.
We were doing so well.
Here is audio of it, just in case you need proof. They performed together during a Jason Aldean celebration night. That's what we missed right there. They're back. All right. Congratulations on that. And congratulations to had the biggest opening weekend at the box office of the year. That would be the movie Project Hail Mary with Ryan Gosling. It's that interstellar space movie where he hooks up with an alien.
Oh, not full of grace?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is $80.6 million. That leads the year. And over there in the UK, it was the very first episode of Saturday Night Live UK.
Oh!
It was hosted by Saturday Night Live proper, former writer and the like, Tina Fey. But it aired over there in the UK. That was on Saturday, of course, hence the name. And it's got relatively good reviews and stuff like that. Most of the reviews, though, are saying that it was not very funny. But it's fun this time because it's in a different accent. So it was a little bit. We're going to cry now with Tim.